Welcome to Last Week in Gaming, where we talk about games we ran or played last week. I'm your host, Matt J. Let's get started. Last Week in Gaming and the Diceology Podcast and the 211 Show are made possible by listeners like you. Support my dream hustle at patreon.com, MattJ0, all letters. Let's make this our regular thing. Welcome to Last Week in Gaming at PAX. So last weekend, I was at PAX. It was my first gaming convention since Strategicon in 2020. Mostly, I was curious what game convention life experience is like in a COVID world, right? Too long didn't read. It was pretty good, right? It's impacted. It's changed, right? But it's doable. And as humans, man, we miss each other way too much not to move forward and figure out how to make it work right. So this was a feel-good convention for me. I didn't run anything. I wasn't on panels. I just showed up as a participant to see how everything fell out. And it was good. PAX used a app by Clear to do vaccine checks and ticket handling. I was cranky about that app because it collects what I feel is too much data. It's a nosy app. But at the end of the day, it made the lines move fast. I don't know that I've seen convention lines move as fast as the PAX lines did. So that was fantastic. There were masks everywhere. People wearing them right. People double masked, triple masked. Some theme masks, which were fantastic. But you're always going to see those masks that people use to, you know, cover their chin with or, you know, the top of their heads, right? So there it is. I was happy to see PAX had different stations of sanitizers and extra masks. So that was nice. And they were ubiquitous all over the place. So that was pretty neat. I got to see a lot of folks. The emotions were kind of raw, right? There's some folks that you hug because you haven't seen them and you miss them. And their tears with those hugs. And I had some moments like that. And that was fantastic. It just, you know, snuck up on you and grabbed you. I don't think either of us, you know, knew how impacted we are, right? It was good to see other nerds out there nerding out over games. I spent some time in the vendor hall nerding out with the Free League folks over the Alien RPG, certainly Twilight 2000, laughing at the stress rules, how harsh they are, training experiences. I got to chat and catch up with R. Telsorian folks, which was neat. Jim Crocker from IPR and all the indie press game stuff. That was nice. Of course, the Burning Wheel folks in their booth. I attended the Burning Wheel 20th anniversary, where they served up Amish donuts. If you haven't had any, they are delicious. Oh my gosh. Get some. The highlight of that night was the Warworth tour, and that was us grabbing NPCs or all the characters from the Burning Wheel Rogues Gallery and having one-on-one arena matches using the fight rules against Tor. So the deal was not so much who kills Tor, but how many points can you rack up against the other contestants before Tor murders you, right? So the first round was a hunting spider versus the horn troll. The hunting spider wrapped up the troll in webs, hung him out to dry from the arena ceiling. I was in the second round. It was my rodent assassin against Tor's Hazrim, a lizard man. I managed to land a scratch on the lizard man, a superficial wound, and I lasted two exchanges, right? So I got 1 point for the two exchanges. I picked the rodent because I knew it was fast. It had a knife. I spent a whole day thinking through what to do, right? How to script against Tor. And when I sat down across from Tor, we're having that Princess Bride moment where I know you know I know. And I know you know that I know that you know, right? It's a poker game, right? We scripted. And my first volley, he nailed it cold, right? And I spent the next volley recovering and working out strategy or tactics in the moment. by the time I had something I knew that was going to work for me, I had already taken two superficials. So it was fun. It was good sitting down, working it out against Tor at the table. The third round was Astride the Beast Wolf versus an Orc Legionnaire. The wolf used Howl of Doom to terrify the orc and then rip that orc to pieces with its jaws. The fourth round was a bugbear versus another horned troll, presumably some type of relation to the first one. The bugbear used his mace to beat that troll into a bloody pulp. Never stood a chance. It was fun all the way around. The bonus round was Luke and Tor. Luke used a evil wizard against Tor's human duelist. Luke using a combination of the fear and white fire to incinerate the duelist. It wasn't easy, though. A bunch of rolls had to go Luke's way to make that work out right. Starting with the positioning test. On to the hesitation so that Luke could cast white fire safely. So it was fantastic. Jared was there. Kurt Komodo was there. It was good stuff. We took a great big group picture at the end. I'll try to include it in the notes here. That was fantastic. That was worth the price of admission for me. Catching up with old Burning Wheel Grognards and some new ones. There were some new faces there, so that was fantastic. I participated in new Kill Team demo games with old Kill Team players, and that was a lot of fun. We got to interrogate the 40K Kill Team demo rep, who's also, you know, a Grognard, so that was good. A lot of us have some reservations about the new Kill Team rules versus the old stuff. Some of it could just be change, right? And we need more games under our belt at the table. In any event, it was good just nerding out on 40K lore, rules, interpretations, seeing stuff unfold on the table with a rep that is up on, well, whose job is to know the rules and sell the game. So that was good. Big surprise for me was catching up with Banana Chan in her booth. That was fantastic. And so I got to chat with her a little bit and her game, Jianxi, which I did pick up. And I hope to get on to Twitch actual play. I had some folks already volunteer to be players. So that's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to that. I got to sit down and have breakfast with Whitney Delaglio. And we managed not to talk about Marco Polo. That was nice. I hadn't seen her in a while. She was working at the Level 9 Games booth in the vendor hall, which was nice. We got to catch up on games, family stuff, holiday stuff. It was just nice to catch up. I got to see Elle nerd out over Pokemon with the different CCG vendors in the vendor hall. She's a big CCG fan. She did some live trades and events right there from the hall. This was our first shot out at PAX, so watching her nerd out over everything, that's a special thing to see, so I loved it. We had dinner one of the nights over at Maggiano's, which is right across from our hotel, and we got the singing waiter. So in addition to the fantastic food there, we had a waiter that we got to witness sing Happy Birthday to some folks right behind us, and that was fabulous. So everyone was festively dressed. There was a guy who, if I don't know that you could out-Christmas this dude's vest, so that was good to see too. Overall, like I said, I think gaming conventions, you know, we're impacted. It's changed. There's no doubt about it. But it's nice to see. It's manageable, right? At PAX, it's doable. And but it was good to connect, see people, even non-gaming folks. Like, I spent some time, we had some meals and drinks in the hotel bar, and there were folks from out of town hanging out in the bar, not affiliated with the gaming convention, just hungry to talk to other people. I met a handful of folks talking about non-gaming things. That was super nice. I met a Navy guy on the elevator, just a conversation out of nowhere, right? The masks, long-term, talking through them, gaming with them, it's a pain in the butt, but no different than overcoming someone with, I don't know, a New Jersey accent or a Boston accent that you've heard for the first time. After a little bit, right, it settles into your brain and it's nothing. You don't even hear it anymore, right? What I would like, though, is someone to come up with some type of freshener for the inside of your mask, right? That you could spray in there, freshen your mask up a little bit. That I would put some money down on. A lot of games for me got moved, postponed, et cetera, this week for the holiday, for the travel. There's a lot of gaming I've got coming up, especially in the new year. I already mentioned Rich Rogers is running Bounty of the Week for Twitch Actual Play, and I will get to play in that. We're actually having conversations in Slack about the playbooks we'll use and what folks are excited about. So I'm stoked to see that game come out. Judd of Daydreaming About Dragons, he's pitching a game. I will let him break that news. This is just kind of a teaser, but I'm excited to see that take off. That'll be fantastic. What else? My White Hat game continues. We also had to skip a couple sessions. My son's in the band, and he had holiday concert, which was fantastic to see. Again, even there, the school, 7th and 8th graders, put on a holiday show, and they did a good job spreading seats out, spacing folks out, requiring masks, and keeping the show short. It was like half an hour. The 7th graders put two songs on, and 8th graders played two Christmas songs, and it was good. It was good to get out, get some festive music in, see some of the other parents we haven't seen before ever, but we know some of the kids. That was good stuff. That's my week in gaming. Tell me what you're playing and what you're excited about the end of the year or the top of next year to play. And if you've been at PAX, holler at me. Let me know what you did at PAX, what you found, and what was your highlight at PAX. That's my show. Thanks for listening. Send your comments, questions about this episode to me. I'm on Patreon at MadJZero, all letters, or send it to Twitter at GoDiceology. And you know, subscribe, rate, and like. Let's make this our regular thing.